It's time now for the Hiawatha Redhawk Coaches Show, as here with first-year head coach Juan Giroux here on the Redhawk Coaches Show. Tough loss for the Redhawks at home in their home opener on Friday night against a Sabetha team who was coming off of a tough loss to Perry LeCompton. Sabetha defense that held Hiawatha to very limited offense, so very tough game there. And coach, really no two ways about it. The offense really struggled against the Blue Jays, and really going back to the Marysville game as well in the second half, really struggled to get anything going. What steps or what things have you guys been working on to try to find some answers on offense?
We just went back to the basics and fundamental and technique, and that's what we preached this week after we watched film and had quite a few brain farts. So we just went back to the basics and about 3-4 months ago when I got here, what we implemented. So we just went backwards and went back to the foundation.
Let's talk a little bit about that Sabetha game. There were a few spots on defense, especially there in the second quarter and then into the second half where, you know, I mean, obviously you still gave up points, but there were some pretty impressive defensive plays there where you had some linemen getting through or some defensive stops for loss. Are you still seeing some good things on both sides of the ball and especially on defense?
Yeah, our defense has been tough at times. I mean, they just can't be on the field for a long time. Like, eventually they're going to wear down, and we've just been putting them in bad situations. Other than the first drive of the game, and I mean, we have to continue to get better at tackling. We had way too many missed tackles, but yes, there was some definite bright spots, some TFLs, and some very good contested plays. They are getting better.
Good. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit about coming up here this week. You know, we got homecoming. Any concern about the distraction of homecoming week? We had what last night was Iron Man. Kids were up late, you know, with that. A lot of the players doing some volleyball and some extra stuff, getting ready for homecoming dance, parade, all that stuff. How are you guys handling that here for homecoming week against Jeff West?
We're trying to just take it day by day. I think you're trying to say that we're pretty busy, which we are. It seems like every day is just something. If they're getting out of school early, if they're, you know, getting out at X time. But yeah, last night was a long night. Tomorrow's gonna, you know, be something special. But you know, our warm up's gonna be different. Being a coach, assistant coach, and now a head coach, I didn't really like homecoming. Being the head coach, I definitely don't like homecoming.
So, gotcha. Yeah. Yeah. Well, I know the kids excited, and you got a team that's also searching for their first win. We'll talk more about that when we come back and visit with Coach Giroux again on the Hiawatha Redhawk Coaches Show. Thanks for tuning in here to KNZA and our coaches shows here tonight as our last segment here with Hiawatha head man Wyatt Giroux. As coming into week number 4, big week for the Redhawks as they enter district play. And again, haven't made the playoffs in the last several years. They've been unfortunate with their draw, been in a very tough district the last couple of years. Still a tough district this year, but at least with a possibility, a chance maybe to try to get a win. And maybe the best chance here this week in their first game at home. It's homecoming, and they welcome in a Tigers team who is also 0-3 from Jeff West. This is a team, though, that Jeff West has become a rivalry, especially for this group of kids. What are you seeing out of Jeff West headed into week 4, Coach?
Yeah, they like to spread you out, throw the ball, try to run outside as well. They got some pretty good players, pretty good on offense and defense. So we're trying to focus. Like you said, with homecoming, there's a lot of distractions, the rivalry. Quite a few kids when I moved here said that Jeff West was their rival. The older people would say somebody else, but you kind of hit it on the head. So it is a big game and trying not to lose focus.
Well, we've talked about the defense and how they've had some times this year where they played really, really well. What are you going to do to kind of match that spread offense that Jeff West has? I mean, the defensive line, obviously, some pressure is going to be huge. Try to push them out of their rhythm or whatever on offense, but secondary is going to have to step up as well, and thankfully you're getting some pieces back this week.
Yeah, definitely. We're going to try to pressure them a little bit and cover a lot better than we have in weeks past and tackle a lot better. And, you know, tackling and covering, a lot of fundamentals right there, and then schematics, try to show them looks that they haven't seen on film that we'll show. So
let's get to the offensive side of the ball, because obviously that's been something you guys have had to focus on. You have also just been stuck up against two very good teams. It seems like every week, too, we come into this show talking about how the situation that the team you're facing, they're coming off of something kind of interesting that's motivating them. Obviously, week one, Royal Valley, they got something to prove against Hiawatha. Marysville coming off the win against Nemaha Central, they're flying high. Sabetha, tough loss to Perry LeCompton that they thought a game they should win, so they want to prove something. Now we got Jeff West here in a game where they're 0-3, we're 0-3. Both teams are going to be fighting for that win. This game really is huge for both schools, and it's a big game. Are you telling the kids that? I mean, do they realize the importance of this game?
I definitely. Two 0-3 teams, homecoming, another home game, rivalry. You're running out. If you're not jacked up, going max effort, like I've been saying for 5 weeks, I mean, there's a problem.
Well, and this, like you said, this would be the game to do it with all of those things, plus the fact that we mentioned it is a rivalry game for these kids especially. Hopefully, we can be talking about a win next week when we are able to chat for week number 5, because then we keep continuing with district play. Coach, good luck to you guys here this week. Try to get not to get too distracted by homecoming, and good luck with the rest of practices before Friday night, all right?
Thank you.
You bet. Coach Wyatt Giroux there with our locker room chat and coaches show here on the MSC Sports Radio Network is our coaches shows here on Kansaland Radio for the Hiawatha Redhawks, brought to you each week here on Kansaland Radio by Carl's Body Shop, also by Citizen State Bank and Trust Company, and by Hiawatha Implement Company.